Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. On Saturday, residents of Everett will vote on whether to allow a casino in their city. There's a lot at stake. Jobs and money, argue casino supporters. Increased crime and a changed way of life, argue casino opponents. The casino developer, Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn, is pouring money into Everett, very much like an election campaign. He spent tens of thousands of dollars, according to recent campaign finance documents. The $1.2 billion resort casino would be built along the Mystic River on contaminated land where a Monsanto chemical plant once stood. It's an empty lot overrun by tall grass, nestled between railroad tracks to the west and industrial buildings, including a power plant with smokestacks to the east. To hear the heated debate in Everett, we met there on the site with Evmorphia Stratus, an art teacher and critic of the casino proposal and a casino proponent, Everett Common Council member Michael McLaughlin.
We both are in a difference of opinions on this. I believe it's positive for the community. I believe it's the right development for the city of Everett. I believe it cleans up a polluted site, and she believes different.
I want education. I want the arts. I want good things for the people of Everett, not problems with gambling, not problems with crime.
Michael, do you share those concerns, or do you think with increased policing there won't be a crime problem?
We're going to spend $5 million per year increase in public safety. That's almost 25% of an increase on public safety. Steve Wynn and his company will have tremendous amount of personnel here for security purposes here on the grounds. So it will also, most of the issues will never come off of this ground if there are issues.
I beg to differ. There are studies that show the impact of casinos does increase crime. I don't care how many personnel you put in the ground. That's unbelievable to me, and I think we need independent studies.
3,700 construction jobs, 4,000 permanent jobs in a city with an unemployment rate over 6%. How can Everett do without these jobs?
They say that they will have preference for hiring people from Everett. There's no guarantee they're going to hire people from Everett. I mean, they're saying that, but I don't trust the document. I don't think it's a good host agreement at all.
Michael, how do you guarantee that these jobs are going to go to Everett residents?
Absolutely. Even if the language was not in the host agreement, which it is stated in the host agreement, it's a no-brainer that the jobs would be filled by Everett people first.
It's a preference. Didn't say it would be, for sure.
There's 4,000 jobs. They need to be filled from somewhere. Where are the people going to come from? They're going to come from the community first and then sell to other communities.
All right, the host casino agreement, since we're talking about it, says that Everett will get $25 million a year from casino revenues, which is roughly 17% of next year's proposed budget in the city. What's that mean for the city?
It means a tremendous amount of great positivity and improvement in the community. It will help us in many ways and lower our tax rate at the same time. And will bring in great capital improvement plans that we can't fund currently today.
I think the amount of money we're going to have to spend for the problems that will happen when the casinos come will counteract that. I don't understand why people aren't looking at the real facts about this and what's really going to happen. Also, we can't forget about the traffic. The traffic is a nightmare.
How are you going to deal with the traffic? Route 99 Broadway over here is a busy street at almost any time of the day, but in the morning and in the afternoon during the drive time periods, it's a nightmare trying to drive through there.
Emma says that she doesn't understand. That is probably the most truthful statement I've heard since I've walked on these grounds today. She doesn't understand the project as a whole, and I wish we had had a previous conversation to be able to talk about our projects, but she doesn't have the facts, and she doesn't have the understanding.
Politician, it's unbelievable, Michael.
So let me talk about the traffic.
That's disgusting that you're saying that.
You don't have your facts, I respectfully say that. But
and you have all your facts? Where are they?
The reconfiguration of this area won't look the way it looks today once the development is completed. But it is still a comprehensive and ongoing process to work out all the specifics of the traffic. So to be honest, do we have the details of the traffic plan? No, but we have a great starting point of how to rectify the traffic issues.
Evmorphia, this piece of property that we're standing next to where they propose to build the casino used to belong to Monsanto Chemical. It's chemically contaminated. The plant itself has been torn down long ago. It's been sitting vacant because it's essentially an unusable or fairly unusable piece of industrial land. What better way to use this than to build a casino then?
Build a beautiful development, a beautiful hotel for Boston, build businesses, build a pot, whatever you want to do, Steve, without the casino. That's because the casino is going to take away from the people of Everett, and I stand firm on that, and I understand that fact very well. We have many, many, many examples of what happens to the areas surrounding the casinos, and they're all negative. So Steve Wynn will win, not the people of Everett. He wins. He makes the money. The house takes the money.
The casino part of it is less than 10%, I'm sure you know, Bob. It's actually 7.5% of the whole development. There's tremendous aspects of this project that has nothing to do with a casino facility. You don't even have to enter the casino floor or the hotel itself to enjoy the restaurants, the retail space, and the outdoor pavilion that will be down on the waterfront. The casino is completely separate from that. All the casino helps is be able to fund the development as a whole. You can't build hotels and restaurants and shops without having a funding source. And that's all the casino is.
Is this proposal going to win or fail when it goes to the vote this weekend?
This proposal will win, and win hands down, because it's right for the city of Everett. The people have been informed. The people understand that this is the right development at the right time for the city of Everett and the region, and it's going to win big on Saturday.
The people haven't been informed correctly as far as I'm concerned. It may win. It may lose. I don't know. But it's not just up to the city of Everett voters. It has to go through the Gaming Commission also.
Ev Morfia Stratus, Michael McLaughlin, thanks for meeting us out here and debating the casino proposal in Everett on the site of the proposed casino.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Ev Morfia Stratus is an art teacher who grew up in Everett and opposes the casino. Michael McLaughlin is a member of the Everett Common Council and supports the plan. Residents in Everett vote on the community agreement between Everett and Wynn Resorts on Saturday.